The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 38, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 4, 1976, in Los Angeles.
The blessed messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, said, "If you are actually servants of Yamaraja, you must explain to us the meaning of religious principles and the symptoms of irreligion."
Sri Vishnu Duta Uvas Uchu Jiyangmai Dharmarajasya Jadi Nidesha Karina Bhrita Dharmasya Na Satyam Jatcha Adharmasya Laksana.
They challenge, the Jamadutas challenge, "Who are you interfering in our business? We have come to arrest him." So, before talking, the counter challenge was that you spoke that we are servants of Dharmaraj. See, it is his jurisdiction. This person is impious. So, this is the jurisdiction of Dharmaraja. He has to try the case and give him punishment. The criminal department, law and order. So, you cannot interfere with us. Therefore, the challenge is replied by Vishnu Dutta that if you are actually representative of Dharmaraj, who tries the case of dharma and adharma, first of all explain what is dharma and what is adharma. This is very nice challenge. Suppose if somebody, if you say that we are Krishna conscious persons. So one may challenge you, first of all explain what do you know about Krishna. That is quite natural. If you do not know about Krishna, you have no right to say that I belong to the Krishna consciousness movement. You have no right to say. So your position is like that. Simply, if you have a tilak and a kanthi, that does not mean that you belong to the Krishna consciousness movement. Any cheater can do that. You must know the philosophy. If one challenges, he must reply. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung a song indicating these teachers. He said, "Eo to ek Kolir chela." Here is a servant of Koli. What kind of chela? Nake tilak golaya mala. And he has got a tilak and golaya mala. That's all. He does not know what is the philosophy. If you do not know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, if you simply mark your body with tilak and kanthi, then you are not proper servant. You are not qualified. So, tilak mala is necessary. Just like a policeman, a bogus man, if he dresses like a policeman, he is not policeman. He must know what is the police law, criminal law, who is to be punished, who is not to be punished, what is criminality, what is innocence, all these things he must know. So here is a very good challenge that you are talking that you are the servant of Dharmaraj. I know Dharmaraj. It is not that. Because they must know they are coming from Lord Vishnu. And they know that everyone is servant of Krishna. Ekola Ishwar Krishna Arasa Vritta. Jare jaiche nachaye se taiche kare nritya. Chaitanya Chaitanya. The master is one, Krishna or God. There cannot be two masters. That is not possible. Or two gods. You cannot say, in our faith, God is like this. That is nonsense. God is one. You cannot say, in our country, gold is like this. No, gold is everywhere the same. Either in your country or my country, it doesn't matter. Gold is gold everywhere. You cannot say, Christian gold, Muslim gold, and Hindu gold. No. Similarly, you cannot say, Hindu God, Muslim God, Christian God. No, God is one. Otherwise, there is no God. The definition of God is Eka Brahma Ditya Nasti. There cannot be any competitor of God. Just like nowadays so many rascals are coming, presenting, I am God. Oh, what kind of God you are? You must check before accepting one rascal as God. What is God? The description of God is there in the Shastra. Jasyaika nishasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. That is God. While He is breathing, millions of universes are coming with exhaling. And when He is inhaling, billions of universes are going with Him. Can you show like that? That is also not original God. That is plenary expansion of God. Jasyaika nishasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Vishnu mahalajaya jasakala visita. This transaction is going on in the body of Mahavishnu. The material world is being created and annihilated. When there is exhaling, the universes are coming into existence. When there is inhaling, it is all finished. But this material world is like that. It is not permanent. Everyone got that experience. Your body, it has the beginning at a certain date from your father and mother. It stays for some time. It develops. It gives some byproducts. Then it becomes old and it finishes. This is material body. Everyone knows it. Similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation, whatever seems so big thing, it may be very big thing, but the process is the same. Either you take the body of an ant, or you take the body of Brahmaji, or the process is the same, I mean rules and degrees. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi. There is no change. So that is God. The God is producing by His exhaling, inhaling, so many universes. Why should you take such a cheap God? As soon as the God has got some toothache, He goes to the dentist and He's God. Don't take such cheap gods. We don't take. At least, we are a conscious person. Just to accept Krishna God, Arjuna, he knew that Krishna is God. Therefore, he requested Krishna, my dear Krishna, can you show me your form, how you are universally working? And he showed his universal form, how it is working, that is described in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Why? Arjuna knew from the very beginning that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. I am His servant. But either by Krishna's yogamaya or Arjuna's humility, he played that my family is more important than yourself. He played like that. And at last he agreed that Karishye Vachanamita. So Krishna and Arjuna, they're teaching us by playing. Because Krishna can play with his devotee, not with others. Most confidential devotee. What he wants to teach. So Arjuna presented himself as ordinary human being. He is not ordinary human being. He is personal friend of Krishna. He cannot be bewildered, but he played the part of ordinary being. That I have got attachment with my family, why should I kill them by your order? And what is this, what is that? So many, you know, Bhagavad Gita, there are questions and answers. And at last, Krishna says that, give up this foolishness, surrender unto me. So, agreed, Arjuna. That is perfection. That is perfection. So, here, the same thing. Krishna said, Krishna described, what is the meaning of dharma? Here the question is, that if you are servant of Dharmaraj, then explain what is dharma and adharma. Dharma means religiosity and adharma means non-religiosity. What is adharma? Everything is, because this world is dualistic. If there is black, there is white. If there is good, there is bad. If there is a father, there is son. Otherwise, there is no meaning of son. Father. I am father, bachelor daddy. No. If you are father, you must have a son. If you are a son, then you must have a father. If the son says, I dropped from the sky, how it is possible? This is as can say. Huh? There is no creator. How is that? There is no creator. First of all, prove that you have no creator. Your father has created. How you can say there is no creator? Huh? The silent, the rascal is silent. Huh? You are talking of there is no creator, but in yourself you are created by your father. So these rascals are talking foolishly and other foolish persons are accepting them. But how we are not so intelligent. Our answer is that you say there is no creator, then how you are created? It may be we are rascals also, but this is our simple question. So this morning I was asking that why there is Sunday first and Monday second? Who can answer? Is there anyone in this meeting who can answer this simple question? Why all over the world everyone accepts Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sombar, Mongolbar, Budbar, it's the same thing. There may be different language and Saturday is last. Why this argument? Who can answer? Is there anyone? I've asked this simple question to somebody. Even Swarup Damodar, our doctor, PhD, he has not yet answered. And I have asked this question to Dr. Wolf also. He is not present here.
Someone has an answer.
You have got answer? But that is your sentiment. Speak scientifically. Nowadays, scientific days, you have to speak scientifically. Yes, that is it. Anyway, he has got the right to ask that you are representing Dharmaraj. First of all, explain what is dharma. Then he shall understand that you are representative or order carrier or servant of Dharmaraj. That will be explained. So here in the Bhagavad Gita, we also can understand what is dharma. This is the question and answer between Yamadut. But if you are a serious student of Bhagavad Gita, we can understand what is dharma. Krishna says in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharma sagrani bhavati bharata abhuthanam adharmasya. Just like this world is duality. If you are sick, that means you are not healthy. And if you are healthy, then you are not sick. Duality. There are two things, sickness and health. So if you are really religious, you are not religious. Non-religious, not non-religious, too negative, make one spoil. So, two things are there, religiosity and non-religiosity. So, duality. Krishna says two things, the jada jada hi dharma sagrani bhavati. When there are discrepancies in the matter of executing religious principles. So there is religion. Jada jadai dharma saglani. Glani means discrepancies. When there is discrepancies of principles and abhuthanam adharmasya, and the society is prominent in doing sinful activities, abhuthanam. If you are not religious, then they must be irreligious. Two things are there. If there is no light, it is darkness. If it is not darkness, there is light. Similarly, two things cannot go. Either you are a demon or you are Krishna conscious body. This is the conclusion. Do-bhuta-sarga-loke, daiva-asura-evat. There are two kinds of men in this world. Not in this world, throughout the whole universe. Two kinds. No third. What is that? Daiva-asura-evat. One is godly, another is demon. So what is the difference? Vishnu-bhakta-bhavet-daiva. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Lord, they are called demigods or godly. And asurastad viparjaya, and those who are opposite number, they are demons. So we have got two tests. One test is sufficient. If one is not devotee, if one is not Krishna conscious, he is a demon. Finish our conclusion. We simply ask whether you are Krishna conscious, whether you know Krishna. If he says, no, I don't know. I think our Shamsundar's daughter, she used to preach. She used to go to any elderly person when she was 4 years old. Do you know Krishna? You see. So he says, no, I don't know. He's a praying personality. This is it. Finish preaching. A child can preach. A child can understand. Do you know God? No, you are a demon. Finish. Where is the difficulty? As soon as you say, I do not know God, you are a demon. First class demon. I am scientist, you are asking. Now I have studied, I have got my degrees. Maya paritagyana. Rascal, you have studied so long, simply waste of time. Your real knowledge is taken away. Because you do not know God. Let us describe. We have got very simple test in Krishna consciousness, Mumbai. How to distinguish between an intelligent man and a rascal. As soon as we understand that he is not Krishna conscious, he is a rascal. There is no need of testing. Even though he is M.A., Ph.D., D.Sc. and so on, still we shall call him a rascal. This is an open challenge. It is not secret. How? That the Chanakya Pandit has said. Tajo dujjana saṃsargaṁ vidyāpi alaṅkṛtasyaṁ. He very nicely said that rascal and fools must give up their company. Tajo dujjana saṃsargaṁ. No, I have got many friends there, university, educated. That they say, vidyā alaṅkṛto kisan. Even they are with degrees of M.A., Ph.D. Tajodhujjana-saṃsargaṁ vidyā alaṅkṛto kisan. Even he is educated, so-called educated, he is not educated. Anyone who does not know about God, he is not educated, he is rascal. This is our conclusion. Not our conclusion, this is Śāstra's conclusion. So, he has got so many degrees and he is a rascal and he is dujjana, a bad man. Yes, why? Now, manina bhusita sarpa kima sauna bhayankara. Suppose a serpent, he has got a gem on his head. Is it not fearful? Very good example. Suppose a snake comes here and it has a jewel on the head. So, will we all safe? No. He's dangerous. So that is going on. So-called educated scientists, degrees, what they are doing? Atom bomb, kill men. This is a scientific discovery. That you can kill a man with a knife, one man or two men. Now we have got scientific discovery. Millions of men in a moment. Come on, discover. Now why don't you discover something that millions of hospital disease men can be brought into life again? That we cannot do. And killing is going on. What you have discovered? So this is the scientific. Discover something and declare that there is no more death. Here is medicine. Then that is scientific discovery. What is this nonsense? People are dying. And you have discovered something to facilitate death. Is that discovery? Therefore there is a snake with jewel. They are not gentlemen. A gentleman thinks that I shall kill so many persons by dropping one atom bomb. I have discovered such a nonsense thing. And they are going on as scientists. So be careful. They are like snakes with jewel on the head. That's so they do not know. So here we must know what is dharma and what is adharma. Simply rubber stamp. I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this. Like this, Tilak and Mala. No, you must know the science. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Ha. Any person who knows about Krishna perfectly well, he is Guru. He is Guru. So you have to learn this science. What is dharma? What is religion? Religion, what is God? That is human life. Simply talking on nonsense, there is no God and there is no creation. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. The human life is very, very valuable. This is the time. In cats and dogs' life, we cannot invite the cats and dogs in this temple and take this lesson of Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita. We invite human beings. We invite human beings because there is chance. Tato Brahma Jigyasa. A human being can understand what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God. And if we act according to that, our life is successful. Simply denying God and manufacturing atom bomb and killing is a civilization. No. Thank you very much.